The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by Split Rock's online mentoring for writers program, providing one-on-one assistance with creative writing projects at cce.umn.edu/write. And by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 10th of January, 2009. It was on this day, 1776, an anonymous pamphlet was published, 46 pages long, in Philadelphia, called Common Sense, explaining why the American colonies should declare independence from Great Britain. It was easy to understand, it was popular, it rallied a lot of people for the revolutionary cause who had not been involved before they read it. And it was written by a man who had been born, raised in England, had come to America only about a year before, after he'd lost his job in England and his marriage had fallen apart, and he wanted a new life. He happened to meet Benjamin Franklin in London, who suggested that he move to America. And that was, of course, Thomas Paine. Common Sense, which sold 500,000 copies in the first year after publication, that at a time when about 2.5 million people lived in the 13 colonies. Thomas Paine donated all of the royalties to George Washington's Continental Army. It's the birthday of the poet Philip Levine, born Detroit, 1928, working in an auto plant when he decided that he would write poems about the men who were working around him. He said, "I took this foolish vow that I would speak for them, and that's what my life would be, and sure enough, I've gone and done it." And it's the birthday of the historian Stephen E. Ambrose, born in Decatur, Illinois, 1936, author of biographies of Dwight D. Eisenhower and many books about World War II, including Band of Brothers. Here's a poem for today by Idris Anderson, Recollection of Tranquility. The first time we ever quarreled, you were cutting an onion in the kitchen of our rented cottage. I remember vividly. We were making Creole for a late-night supper with champagne, and you were taking, it seemed, forever to cut the onion. Each time your dull paring knife chopped on the counter, I shifted my feet, and I saw once in a glimpse over my shoulder a white wedge of onion wobbling loose. I sighed inaudibly. The butter I stirred had already bubbled and browned. I was starting over with a new yellow lump that was slipping on the silver aluminum when you brought, cupped in your hands, the broken pieces, the edges, all ragged, the layers separated, bruised and oozing cloudy white onion juice. I complained. The family recipe stated specifically the onion must be finely chopped. For what I explained were very good reasons. Otherwise, the pungent flavors would be trapped irrevocably in the collapsed cellular structure of the delicate root. You sighed, I guess, inaudibly, and adjusted your glasses carefully with two fingers, a fidget I have since come to know as a sign of mild perturbation, and explained the pungence of onions too finely chopped would be simmered away. The original sharp burning crispness could be retained only in fairly large, bite-sized chunks. But you wouldn't fight tradition. I chopped onion on the counter with the dull knife while you set the table and figured the best way of popping the cork. A poem by Idris Anderson, Recollection of Tranquility, from her collection Mrs. Ramsey's Knee, published by Utah State University Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can read thousands of classic and contemporary poems online at poetryfoundation.org. Engineered by Leszek Wojcik. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.